Frank Robertson is senior editor for the Sebastopol Times and News, has been on the Russian River beat for a good long time, and one of the stories that has reemerged this summer is the presence of jet skis on the river. What's going on with them?
That's a good question. I live on the river, and jet skis went by the other day, as they do all summer at unpredictable times, and these guys were really barreling down, and it was a hot day, and the river was full of swimmers and dogs and kayakers. I've called the sheriff over the years maybe once per summer if things really get outrageous, and this time I called, and they said, oh, there's no speed limit out there. I said, wait a minute. I've been talking to you guys for 10 years, and one year they referred me to all the laws, the county law and the state law, and so I found the old county law. I called the sheriff and said, is this thing still on the books? And they hadn't even heard of it. So I guess it's maybe new people over there, unfamiliar, because once we got to talking, they said, well, yeah, we would enforce that. It's basically 5 miles per hour for a motorboat in the river in the vicinity of people swimming or docks or boats.
And that applies to jet skis as well?
Jet skis, anything with a motor. I'm not saying they're shirking their responsibilities. It's just I don't think it's a big priority, speeding jet skiers.
Have you witnessed any near misses?
Well, yeah, it's a near miss if anybody's in the water down here in Girdwood Park. I think they put in at Vacation Beach where the summer dam is, and there's a lake or a pond upstream, which is why they're here. When there's no dam and the river's low, it's too shallow. So they come speeding by, and they go from Vacation Beach to Johnson's Beach where the other dam is, and sometimes do. It was funny, I got to talking to people like the Wreck and Park Board of Directors who had concerns about it, and they had never done anything as far as trying to post speed limit signs or anything, but they've talked about it, and they were urging me on, saying, yeah, find out what's the deal, what's the policy, what can we do? And I was down there taking pictures of them. They're quite photogenic, and they saw me, the two guys. You know, one of them waved, and I'm not sure if his middle finger was up or not.
Having written about this, raised the issue, do you expect anything to happen?
No. What the sheriff told me is if it's blatant and you want to make a complaint, like a citizen's complaint or something, they'll come out. They've come out in the past and deal with it. And the jet skiers from a couple weeks ago haven't been back. I found blogs online, jet skiers, who talk to each other about where you can go and do that and get away with it and not be hassled. And there was some discussion of the Russian River, including Duncan's Mills, but they pretty much know that going very fast is illegal here.
Have you had any direct conversations or encounters with any of the jet skiers?
Not recently. My wife, 1 year, went out on a neighbor's dock when a guy was really blowing past and said, slow down, and he just drove his jet ski over to the dock and started racing around in circles like the jet ski version of a car doing wheelies. So much for your plea for slowness. The sheriff, to their credit, I guess, had a much more optimistic view of human nature and people trying to do the right thing, and if you asked them to slow down, they were sure that people would cooperate. That really hasn't been my experience. It could be worse, I guess. But, you know, it's scary, especially when there's a lot of people on the river. It's kind of scary.
Frank, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks for your interest.